About, I was talking about Ada Kium in the end. I just wanted to clarify two things. The two points about Ada Kium in the end. So one was the Mordecai. So I just wanted to read the line. There are a few points in the Mordecai in the second parak of Kiddushin, but just to get it on the record before we move on to the next. This is the one on Tuf Kuf Yud. Kosav Ashbat Imina Beis Shluchim Lekadosh Lo Isha. Who masa lahem tabas shel zav o kesef, v'heim omrim kidash nuha, right? V'hi koferes, she said it never happened, kim de tiknu rabbanan shvuas heses, afilu mishtaba, ne de miftar milashalem, mikomakom kibin shenogin bedavar ktsas, shegam heim tzrichim lishaba, Lohava kidushe vadai ele kidushe safek. That's the line that I was referring to. Okay? And then later on, he also discusses has some other things that are connected to the same idea. So, this idea that nogea bedavar would leave you, you know, with a safek is something that doesn't at all seem to be the case from the, you know, pashtus of the Gemara. Certainly when the Gemara says, Hani Nogim Beidusan Ninhu in the Sugya in Zeborer, right, or in Chetzkes Abatim, in the few places where it mentions it, you know, it doesn't sound like that's only Safek, and that's not how the Rishonim take it. So it's just curious. So is it because it's a lesser Negius? Even then, it should either be Nogea or not Nogea. What's the Safek? So I thought that maybe... since this is a context of Ede Kiyum, that, you know, again, if the idea is that you need to be Bebezdin, Hagada Bebezdin, which is typical of most Ede situations, so then Nogea is a psul. And we just, there's no Kabbalah Sedus. We don't allow him to come to court and testify. But again, if it's the solemnizing presence of the Ede Kiyum, and basically Nogea is not a psul Gavra, he's not Karov Liatzmo, it's just a kshas sheker. So, you know, klape shmaya galia, the Rabbanu Shalom knows whether he's telling the truth or not. If that doesn't create a psul gavra, or just a psul, you might still have said that even if it's edi kiyum, you know, number one, you could think that edi kiyum are just edim tzorech birur, in which case they're never better than their ability to come to court and to clarify. And we know that, you know, davar davar mimamon, we know that there are a lot of rishonim who think that edi kiyum are just... a form of Edi Birur. That's something we talked about last year. But if you hold that really, really, it's Edi Kiyum and it's something different, then only if you get some sort of a, you know, Psil Gaber in the end, through Chshas Sheker, or more likely, you know, by being a Baldavar or a Karov Liatzmo, only then, you know, have you eliminated at least the Chashash or the Safek, the Chumra part, of the Psil Nogea. So I think that's a very, again, I was looking for it, but, you know, it's there. This idea that obviously you would be Choshesh and you would require a get in that case. That's just an amazing, amazing truth. And again, in light of that, I was just also suggesting that, you know, the Ritva himself could have had, you know, he quotes from Asher Brab, what was his name? What's the last name? Rabbeinu Asher ben, I forget, in the Ritva and Kedusha. What's the last name? What was the other thing? Ben Yoshua?
Mishulam.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, so it's not his answer, maybe, but I'm just saying and there might be other reasons not to give this answer, but at least, you know, what I was suggesting was that in light of the Ritva on the previous daf in the name of the Bra'a, you know, who is the strongest formulation ever, you know, the first and since, you know, for the notion of Ede Kiyum, which is that it is a solemnizing presence. So, you know, one might have also said that that impacts the issue of Tfilas of Asofa B'Kashrus, that, you know, when it comes to Ede Birur, maybe all you really require is that there shouldn't be Tfilas of Psul. But, you know, if you really zero in on Shas Re'iyah as a critical moment, then, you know, you only need tchilas of a kashrus. So again, that might have been a good explanation as well for the other, you know, a bit of another explanation for why it is that, you know, that those two cases seem to be at odds. Yeah.
The case in Kiddushin still talking about Ede Birur when it asks the questions from Nogeya. Talking about Mammon.
Well, it's talking about both. It's talking about Ishus too.
The question is,
can they be Edim that there was a Kiddushin? Can they be Ede Kiddushin?
The question of the Gemara of Hani Nogim Be'edusin, isn't that only about the Mammon case because you hold a Malva Be'edim Zarech Lepara Be'edim?
No, it's, I would say since Malva Be'edim Zarech Lepara Be'edim, so therefore there's a Negius.
Even for Kiddushin?
And, yeah, I think
what
so.
Is, like, what kind
because
of
if they say they didn't, if they claim that they gave the Kess of Kiddushin and it was Kahal, and, you know, they would have to, they have to say that because otherwise, they have to account for the money.
But the Gemara is at least also discussing Mammon.
Yeah.
So then this wouldn't be a...
Yeah, right. But I mean, it obviously brings... It's the sugya is Shliach Nasa Eid, and it's talking about Eid Kiddushin, you know, also.
Okay.
So, or primarily. Yeah, they're also saying Shliach Nasa Eid, what about Gittin, what about Kiddushin, what about Mammonis?
Right.
100%. But definitely it's also talking about Kiddushin. The primary case is Kiddushin in the second parak there. And the case of the Mordechai is a case of Kiddushin, certainly. Right? So that's why the other two things just to mention very quickly is I wanted to read the line of the Tosfos read. I don't think I did before. On Mem Beis, somebody asked me where that was. We talked about the... Oh, I don't have it here. Okay. Does anybody have it? Just about Palginan, how we don't say Palginan, his view. We don't say Palginan in Nogeya. We only say Palginan in Karov. Do you have that? In a way, it's ironic, again, in light of the Ravid, but Balbasra. Oh, anybody have Balbasra here or on the computer? I just that line I wanted to get in. Okay, if not, you look it up. Yeah.
I can read it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, keep going. And then he says it again about So it's pretty clear, though, right? That Karov is a formal psul, and therefore you could say Palginan. Again, obviously he's not working with the Raiva that you should say Batal Mitzasa, correct? But Nogeya is Chashash Sheker, and therefore if you don't believe him because you don't believe him about himself, then you just don't, you know, you don't believe his story. So why would you apply it? You have the line?
Yeah, and later he says that Nogeya is Miskavi
I mean, there's no inconsistency with saying, you know, I mean, there's still a challenge, because you might have said it's all one Hefza Shaledus, so we're saying, no, that's what Palgidon is. It says our two Hefza Shaledus, right? Again, can you split the file or something like that? But, right, but when it comes to Nogeya, if you think that he's motivated by his self-interest and therefore you don't trust him, so then, you know, then why should you apply, you know, to some, a Palgidon? Right, Palginan is a you know, selective application, you know, to part either the story is credible, it's not, if it's a credibility thing. All right, so that's very important. And then one final thing I wanted to mention, there are many other issues, but there's an interesting discussion in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, because Sugya and Sanhedrin is a case where on Daf Chav Gimel, where you know, the Gemara says that they accused him, you know, what do they accuse the guy of? So the Gemara says they accuse him of being, you know, a Goslin. And that's when the Gemara says, well, if this guy is about to testify against your interest and you come to court and say he can't testify against me, he's a Goslin, right? So the Gemara says, Ein lecha nogeya gadol mizeh. That's a line of the Gemara in Chav Gimel Beis. So you should just be aware, there's an interesting Or Zarua. It's called Sekoda Nagosa Shri, as many Arzaruas are, that kind of raises two questions. And that is, would it make a difference if there was like a previous history of this accusation. Because what if the, you know, this guy had been saying, you know, for years, when there was no Din Torah against, when it didn't affect him, ki huzeh, that that this guy is a Gazel. Or Pagam Mishpacha, for that matter, whatever. You know, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the Pagam Mishpacha is also included in Nogei Avodah. So would that matter, or it just matters that, you know, that he's saying it now? That's A. B, what about going forward? Like, we don't accept his comment because it's an Ogeh B'davar in the present circumstances. But what about, you know, Le'inyan Lahaba, would we believe that this guy is a Gazlan or not? So that's a discussion, two discussions in the Or Zeruah. Again, if Nogeya is connected to Sheker, then, you know, you might be impressed, you know, with a previous pre-Negius accusation, right? Because that seems to be inoculated from Shah Sheker. At the same time, you know, once you don't believe him or the Shash to believe him, you certainly wouldn't apply it, you know, in the future. And if it's a formal psul, you know, then you might go the other way on these questions. So there are numerous other issues to explore, and we're not going to do it because, again, I wanted to spend 2 days and then finished, and I'm going to keep to that. But the whole Simin Lamed Zayin, you know, Kosher Mishpat, you know, especially a lot of the exchanges between the Ksos and the Sivas, you know, the Shachs, some of them we talked about, but there's much more there also in terms of the significance of this psul. Okay, so that's no guess. So now I want to move on to Knas. Donnie, you want to read for us? What's that? Yeah, I think so. I think that would be a good place to begin. What's that? On the? Yeah.
Is it possible that he's just saying that Agave the Sotaro, so when you're Pagina and Dibure, so Agave the Rafo, there's no soul whatsoever if he's in the car. But Agave the Acher, when he's going to be a Beidos, he still has a Shin Logea.
I don't think he's saying. I thought the language was pretty clear. Again, I don't have it in front of me, but I thought that he was. It's on the back. Yeah. I thought he uses the expression shechashal sheker pretty much at some point or another. If not here, then maybe later on when he talks about Eirachot also. Mechaben also kefet the day lo mehem ninan le. Right. What's lo mehem ninan le? On top, third line? The Komai Damasid Lahanasa Mechabin.
That's the Hamdara.
Well, I mean, you could. It doesn't sound that way. I wouldn't say Lo Mehem Ninale. I would say Pasul. You know, his Psul is Noveya from that. I'm just saying I wouldn't use that expression. I would use what? Not to say this point, if I only meant the shame. Again, I do think that in theory, that could be true, and I do think it's l'shitascha that you're making these comments, and I think it is a very solid. It's consistent with what, you know, other things that we've said about, you know, the shame nogeya being, you know, different than the shame, you know, karov, 100%. Both in tchilas of a sofo, right, and what you were suggesting for Tosfos and Shavuos and Balvasra, and you know, even for the Ramban a little bit in Balvasra Kuf Kaf Ches. So, and I don't disagree with you at all about the possibility of making those chilukim. So then it just becomes a matter of what you think the text is really emphasizing and saying. So I think this Tosfos Rid, again and again, is assuming Chashash Sheker. That's and again, I think later on, also, he repeats this again after he finishes his discussion on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph about Siluk and all that, which we talked about also, he goes back to it again. And I thought it was pretty unequivocal that he thinks that it's an Amonus problem and therefore there's no Palgina, not a shame problem. But again, you know, others could say it. And if you really think after reading that, that that's what he says, I mean, you know, what can I say? But I just don't think that that's what he means. I think he just means something simpler, more basic. Okay. So, Donnie, you're about to read for us? Okay, so we're at Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah. Go ahead. Tumas Yad, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, reread a little more. Go ahead. Kusmin. Yeah, one of the, you know, one of the mean, one of the Chamesh Laminim. Okay, stop there for a second. So this is something which we're not going to go into right now, but something worth thinking about it at some point. Maybe we'll pick up on it again. Donnie, what do you mean? What is this so far, what we've read? The Gemara doesn't discuss this here, this part of it, right?
The differences in how you formulate your the Eidos. Your Kfirah.
Exactly. How you formulate your Kfirah will determine how many Karbanos you bring. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why is that significant, do you think, or not? Or what might it be significant for, or at least what might be, you know, we can speculate that it might be significant for, and then we'll have to see yes or no, but not, we're not going to do that now, but at least, you know, to raise our consciousness and be aware for the future. What? What issue? I mean, the Mishnah makes a distinction, and we understand the distinction of the Mishnah. I mean, it depends how the Shvua is formulated. I'm just, what I'm really asking, I guess, is that such a davar pasha? Yeah.
Sorry, just Shvua by each one of them?
I'm sorry?
Magna
tells us Rid?
After your Pagli and Dibure, so Lafari Shurev.
After?
After your Pagli and Dibure, Lafari
Shurev. You're talking about in the case of Karov? Are you talking about this still? All I'm saying, I think the Tosas Rid is pretty clear.
After your Pagli, so he doesn't actually get credit for that.
Pagina Dibure meaning Pagina Dibure in application,
yeah.
not in the story.
Right. So
I mean, there are two types of Pagina. I just want to get at this right now. There are two types of Pagina, as we know. Well, in the, I guess Rabbi Kiveger coined the phrase, you know, that, that you know, stuck. You know, that's Pagina Dibure and Pagina Namanos, in a way. You know, Pagina Dibure is where you actually edit the story, and Pagina Namanos is, we'll call it selective application. So selective application, you know, is based on a single credibility. It's the same story. It's just that you're applying it in one respect and you're not applying it in another.
Right. But now that he knows that he's not going to get beneficial application, so he shouldn't have any shash checker anymore.
Why is that?
Now he doesn't stand the game because it would be Pagina, so he doesn't game. Was that the whole suggestion?
I don't think that's what Tosafot is saying, but we'll get back to it. We'll debate it later. I think what Tosafot is just saying that we find Palginim with Karov because that's a formal psul, and therefore the Karov and the Rachok are separable, and we don't find Palginan in Nogeya because if you don't believe somebody, then who, you know, how can you have. How can you, if it's the same story, you don't believe it because you think it's tainted, then you just, you know, then you can't apply any part of it. If it's the same story, it's a selective application. I think that's what he's saying. No?
What's the case of Tosafot? Where are we Pagina for Tosafot?
No, why don't you say that there, let's say an Eidos effect, Shutfin, let's say. So maybe we won't listen to it as far as your part is concerned, but maybe as far as the other part
now
is concerned.
We're not listening we're not listening to the story of agave as far as the heat is concerned.
As far as the effects, the effect on you we're ignoring, but the effect on someone else. But the answer is it's the same. He told the story because
the story, is coming from a lie because he expected the game. Not that he knows that even when he comes, he's not going to...
It's not a question of what he knows. It's a question... He doesn't know necessarily the halacha and what he's going to gain or not gain. I don't think that's the point. He's not so clever. Maybe you're that clever, but I don't think that's the cleverness. I think what we're saying is he comes, he tells a story which is self-serving. And in theory, you could say, so accept the self-serving, apply the self-serving parts, but just not to him. The answer is no, but the whole point is that the story is self-serving, so we don't believe it. If we don't believe it, we can't apply it. In the case of Karev, we believe it. We just have a din that you can't apply it.
So it seems like if you read the place that's read, like I was reading, you don't even have to get into la kovichi.
I mean, lo mehamina, we don't believe him. So we don't believe him, we don't believe him. I think that's what he's saying.
We're not believing with the assumption that he doesn't know what the din is going to be when he does apply it.
I think you're way overcomplicating it. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying... We don't believe him, and therefore we can't apply what he says selectively. But in the case of a Karu, we believe him. We just have a legal problem, and then we can split that up into two different adios. I think that's what he's saying. I think it's clear. This one and the one after. Sorry, now we'll go back. So what I'm saying is the Mishnah here makes a distinction. The distinction is a logical distinction, but it just it requires a comment at least. What's the comment?
Maybe it's the difference between hafla and like impact.
Excellent. Exactly. That's the comment I'm looking for. 100%. Meaning, the substance of what he is, suppressing, right, and the consequence of that suppression, you know, is not affected ki huzeh by the way in which he formulates his response. Well, what to say, from a Choshen Mishpat point of view, right, these are identical. The only difference is the hafla. So this is an exact, it's not a question, it's just a comment. This is since we're always on the lookout for the interaction or the relationship between the hafla part, the Hilchos Shvuos part, and the Hilchos, and the Choshen Mishpat part, whatever you want to call that, whether it's the Chi of Agada or the, you know, the Kvishas Eidos as Hefsten Mamon or both, it's just interesting to note that one could have said that in both directions one could have said that that it's irrelevant how he formulates it is irrelevant. Either we look at each individual loss or we look at the totality of the value of the loss, but how he's formulating his hafla response should be irrelevant. Another question to ask would be, since we do know that there are distinctions here. You know, is there any reason to think that, mi piatmo, let's say, and mi piacherim, would be different, in this regard? Right? And that if mi piatmo is more hafla-oriented, and the piacherim is more, hefsed mamon-oriented, or chovas hagad-oriented, would there be a difference when it comes to multiple shavuos? And a third question would be, just listen 1 second, would be, regarding the same parallel... for Shavuos HaBikadon and Shavuos HaEidos for the same reasons, right? Yeah,
I'm sorry. Isn't it like all these by Shavuos Atom where they have to say Shavuot by each one of them?
Yeah, okay. But let's say, right, this has to be tested against that as well. I'm just pointing out that a unique problem in Shavuos HaEidos is the relationship between the Hafla part and the Choshen Mishpat part. Within that, we know that that's a massive debate. We've been dealing with that all the time. Within that, we also know that there might be differences between Shavuos HaBikadon and Shavuos HaEidos, and between Mipiatmo and Mipiachem. So this comment, this lines of the Mishnah, which the Gemara doesn't speak about here, but is an interesting issue, maybe we'll get back to it, requires at least thought in that regard. Nani, right?
Yeah.
Okay, correct, 100%. Now let's get to the... Yeah, 1 second.
Would this be the same like parallel question to what we discussed a while ago, about whose das we care about, Mashbir or the Nishra?
About
whose das do we care about in the Shavuot?
It could be. Well, again, it's certainly in the Piacherim, Piatzmo. Yeah, 100%. Could be. It belongs to that group of issues. How do we break down the Hafla? How do we... Again, everybody agrees it's the Hafla side, everybody agrees it's the Choshen Mishpat side. But, which side should be... are they totally separate or, and dealt with differently? Or, you know, one being dominant, you know, impacts how you look at the other. Do you look at these as separate losses? You know, do you look at them as separate haflas? I think it's a very important and a very interesting question. Remember, that was one of the main things that the Rambam emphasized, interestingly enough, this is just Agav, in Hilchos Shkagos, right? When the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, in, you know, we talked about the stira regarding Melech and Shvus Eidos, and between Perek Yud, Halach Aleph, and Perek Yud, Hilchos Shkagos, Halach Zayin. So the Rambam says there, Kvar Biarnu, Bihilchos Shvuos, right? What are the conditions of Chiyuv? And then he goes on to say, not just about Shvus Eidos, but Shvus Eidos and other Olav Yoreid cases and other cases too, that, you know, when, you know, it's one Chiyuv and when it's multiple Chiyuvim, that's something also that gets fleshed out, you know, in these cases. So it requires a little bit of a microscope, you know, to be, you know, to be looking at, you know, Shvuas Bitui, Shvuas Apikadon, Shvuas Eidos, Mipiatzmo, Mipiacherim, and whether or not there are differences in some of the, again, there are probably cases which are clear in either direction, but cases where it's a little more subtle, right, how you're going to break them up, could very well end up being another important nafkamina. And I, you know, we might get back to this, hopefully we'll get back to it, but for now I don't want to distract with it, but I just wanted to raise it. Okay, let's continue. Now we get to the meatier part of the Mishnah and of our topic. Go ahead. The Sheikani Bini, right? Oh. So what's that roughly speaking? What's that all about, seemingly? A different topic. The first half of the Mishnah is talking about, again, the relationship between between the, you know, the loss and the formulation of the Shua. And that, as I say, is something which we should look at more carefully. But the second half of the Mishnah is talking about what? What issue would you, if you had to label it, Donnie?
Nezek, but Knas also. It's a,
well, so the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is going to zero in on. So, but yeah. If you had to just like, you know, more precisely formulate, what's the issue that the Mishnah is dealing with? The question of
the issue of is it testimony on Nezek or
Nezek is an example. I'm saying, what's a, if you?
I was saying the Zikin in general.
Mammon. Don't say Nezikin, let's say Mammon, right? Because Nezikin is only is a branch of Mammon, right? But if I borrow money from you, that's not Nezikin, right? Or if I, whatever, right? If I owe you money for Yerusha, that's not Nezikin. You mean?
Well, aren't these mostly, like, the things listed here, they're, I don't know, it seems like they're mostly
Knossos.
Yeah,
so we're going to get to that in just a second. Because, well, I mean, if they really were Knossos, then the Mishnah would be asserting that there is Shvus Eidos for Knossos. And we'll see in the Gemara that in a minute that that isn't so clear. So the cases certainly sound like they're emphasizing Knas, although, again, Chavo Bichaveri and Hidlikas Gedishi B'Yom HaKippurim, you know, are not Knossos issues, right? That's for sure. But basically, so we have to say the second half of the Mishnah is dealing with the question of what level of Chiyuv Mamon, let's say, right, is required for Shvuas Eidos. Right? If the, in other words, there is a Koshen Mishpat piece in Shvuas Eidos, clearly. And now we're asking the question, what about the, let's say, the quality of the Koshen Mishpat piece? That's how I would say. Okay? And now, part of that broader rubric is going to be things like Knas, or Kamle Bidraba Mine. So are we interested here in Chiyuv and Ptur? These are all cases where there's Chiyuv. Right? You know, previously we've had cases where there seems to be a Befoal, right? We've had two types of cases. One is a Befoal Chiyuv Mamon, right? Where, you know, qualitatively, maybe it's lacking. Right? It isn't pure choshen mishpat, but there's a there is before alechi of mamon at stake. Right? And in theory, we might have also the exact opposite. You might have a situation where befoal there's no chi of mamon, but al pidin you're dealing with a legal or a formal chi of mamon. Right? Mashal ma'adabar dome, right? We have the parallel in aid. Just like v'hu aid or ra yada, you know, is a factor. And, you know, we've spent so much time discussing, you know, does he really need to be an aid? Right? Or is A just a way of saying, you know, that there's chi of mamon, that there's hefsed mamon? What happens if you have formal aid, right, without hefsed mamon? What happens if you have hefsed mamon, right, without a formal aid? Correct? So, for example, you know, edachad b'shvua, right, which we spent so much time on, right, might be an example in both directions, in the Havamina and the Maskana, both about shame mamon and about shame aid. Right? Again, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon in the Havamina, so again, according to Rashi, it was before al-chi of mamon, so there was nothing to talk about. The chiddush in that Rashi was that there was never such a Havamina. But let's say, according to the Rimigash, right, so who basically said, there's no Havamina that there's chi of befoal, but the Havamina was that there's a shame aid, right, and therefore an abstract chi of mamon. Okay. So, you know, when the Gemara turns its back on that and said no, right, so again, according to the Rimigash, the Gemara did that by saying, no, everybody agrees that Echad Kiyasa L'Shvua Hu Da'asa. Okay? And that's important for, as we discussed, for Eid Echad, and maybe that's why the Rimigash, you know, has its view about Bari, you need Tainas Bari, certain other things in the Rimigash, right? Mm-hmm. Because for him, Eid Echad, Kiyasa L'Mamon, Echad L'Yasa L'Shvua, is a sea change in how you look at Eid Echad, you know, in terms of Mamon and Eidus and so on and so forth. That's part of what we already discussed. But what would you say, in theory, about a shame aid or a shame mamon, right, which wasn't befoal? Right, so again, on the shame aid, we have plenty of examples of this in both directions. We have discussions about Eid Echad b'misa and Eid Echad b'sota, right? And what about psule eidus in those things, like nashim and eid miki eid and so on and so forth, right? And kiblo alai. We've had this all year, right? Cases where you have befoal kiyum mamon, but, you know, maybe a problem in shame aid. And then we've had cases where you have shame aid, but maybe no befoal kiyum mamon, including mesachik bekuvya, you know, and cases like that, you know, if you don't hold like the Rajpa, certainly, right, etc. We've had this all along. So you have this question both on the Huaid as well as on the Mamon part, right? Again, we just had it more recently, right, when we were talking about the Ksos. If the Ksos really believes that even in a case of the Mitosha and Echalashava Meshalem, right, that the Shvua remains nothing more than a Shvua, right? So then you have befoal chiyuv mamon, but you don't really have a full shame mamon in the case. You don't have a chiyuv mamon. You have a kiyum mamon, right? But not a chiyuv mamon. And then we talked about whether how that fits in with the davar agor l'mamon issues, right? What about eidei kinu yustira without eidei tuma? And what about the maskana of the Gemara, Beit Echad b'Shvua, right, for Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, you know, given that it's only Kiyasa l'Shvua, right? So these are all ways of testing. What about Gorim l'Goreim? What about Goreim? Then we had, you know, Kfiras Dvarim b'Alma of, you know, Tukite Eidim, comparing Shvuas Eidus and Shvuas Apikado. So these are all cases. Right, we have it on the Eidus side, and we have it on the Shame Mamon side. You need a Tfias Mamon for Shvuas Eidus, right? But the question is, that means Befoal Mamon, or that really means Shame Mamon, and in both directions. Can you have a Befoal without having a Shame? Can you have a Shame without a Befoal? So the Shame without the Befoal, again, the best example is the Rimigash's Eid Echad B'Shavua. Because there's no befoal chi of mamon in that case. But the opposite, the fall mammon without a shame, right? That's an interesting question, too. So all the cases in the Mishnah are cases where you have the fall chiyuv. Now let's see how that stacks up, you know, with the shame. So that really seems to be the major question in the next line of the Gemara. Right, this is all hakdama to that. Dani, go ahead. Boy lehu. So is there any question at this point in the Gemara that lemaisa b'foal, his silence costs this guy money? Lemaisa, at this point in time, at this stage.
This stage, it seems like it would be.
I mean, if the aide were to come to court right now and testify, would anybody think that there was anything less than a chiyuv, that there would be a chiyuv mamon? Anything less than, certainly not, right? If you have aidim who come, and then achar kach, there's a hodah. You know, that's not going to be pumped there, right? Afilu ro mimash mashin, you know, bain doesn't work, says the Gemara in Bava Kam. Right? So we're at a stage where the guy comes to, he basically brings, you know, he's tovea these guys to court, and he says, I want you to testify, majbia edeknas, I want you to testify. Obviously, there was no hodah yet, right? So the difference between collecting and not collecting is whether these guys suppress their testimony or not. And yet the Gemara is asking this question about, you know, mashbia ediknas. So what is the question? So let's analyze it a little bit further. Go ahead. Alibi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Go ahead. Yavo edim v'yaidu. What does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say?
Even if they testify,
yeah, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon has the view that the din that moda b'knas potter, which is that kind of that's the elephant in the room here, right? The problem is moda b'knas being potter and what its implications are. So we're just going to see different views as to that question. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that the din, moda b'knas, patur, is an extremely limited halacha. What does it really mean? If moda b'knas, v'achar kach bo'edim, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, is chayiv.
Yeah.
So what does it really mean, moda b'knas, patur?
If no edim come, then you're moda.
Correct. So basically it really means that hodas baldin, kame edim dami, is not a mechayiv in knossos. Okay. So, is that significant or not? Conceptually. An interesting question.
Why wouldn't it just be that it is Das Balkan Kamehim Dami? There's a pot there.
What's pot there?
The fact that he's Moda.
I mean, the Hodah is a Chiv and a Poter at the same time?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure what that means.
No,
I'm not saying he's not Naaman. I didn't say he's not Naaman. I just said Hodah Spaldin is not Kemedim Dami. I mean in the Chiv. I don't mean in the Naamanus. I'm saying the din of... I don't mean as a, you know, as a Naamanus question. I'm saying as a Chiv question.
But there is Hodah Spaldin Kemedim Dami. Since it's Al-Piyatmo,
I mean, if the Edom would work. So it's not Kame Edom Dami, right? Meaning that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, all he has left of the din of Moda B'Knas Patur is that Hodas Baldin is not a Mechayev. You want to say it that way? That's fine. It's not Kame Edom Dami, which is Mechayev. It's not Mechayev.
Right. And if he keeps quiet, it's also not a Mechayev. What's the point of being Moda and being Patur? Why would he do Why would he be moed and be punted? Why does not say anything else? Does also be punted? I mean,
he's a guilty man. Like, why do some people go to the Model UN? You know, he wants to tell the truth. Can't he be modal MS? Right? Well, we're going to get to this in a second. What does that mean, even? The words. I'm not sure what those words mean.
English?
English, Yiddish?
Last case of Geneva, he's modal if he was.
Okay. I would say most cases. Some yes, some not. Oh, you're answering Pinchas' question? I don't consider it a question. No offense. I mean, I can say that to you because I'm treating you... What? I mean, why should he be moda? He's moda. Number one, let's say there was no reason for him to be moda. You're saying, what does he get out of it? I mean, you're taking a very pragmatic and kind of a cynical view of life, you know, like he shouldn't tell the truth unless he benefits from it, right? So I don't have that. So Itamar is saying, and if that's what you think, anyways, you should know that a lot of the cases have a Karen component. That's what you're saying, but you know some don't have. So you wouldn't say it about Shloshim Sheleved or Chatzi Nezek Knas, you know. So you're right in most cases, but I don't think it's a question. Okay, so let's get back to this. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that Hodos Baldin Kemeidim Dami doesn't work in Knossos. I don't mean, again, that we don't believe the words that he's saying about what happened. I mean in a Mechayev sense, right? Edom are Mechayev, Hodos is normally Mechayev, and in Knossos, he cannot be Mischayev, right? Al Yedei Hodos Atzmo. The Gemara thinks that, and again, you know, we're just here to reconstruct. I'm not trying to make trouble. But I am here to point out, I guess, you know, where you could argue because then we can appreciate the Chiddush, or because there might be echoes or might be different views, you know, somewhere. Okay. So is it so obvious that according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that lo tiboilach, right, the Amar Yavo Edim via Idu? So if the question is pragmatic on any level, right, then I would say, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon clearly, you know, is not a factor here, because all the din is that Hodos Baal Din doesn't work, but, you know, the role of Edim is not affected by that kiyuza, right? However, the point I'm trying to make is, in a second, we're going to, you know what, let's just read another line of the Gemara, and then I'll get back to our Elazar Rav Shim. Go ahead, keep going, Dani. Go ahead. Kitiboy, right, lead Rabbanan. Well, which means that Hodos, that Moda Biknas, isn't just not Mechayiv, but Moda Biknas, on some level, is Poter. Now, we'll see what that means in a minute. Why it's Poter. Is it an extraneous Chiddush that it's Poter? Against the grain? Is it poter because it undercuts the ability of the Edom to be Marshia, right? Belohar Marshia is Atmo. Is it because it kind of precludes a Gmardina Mechayev? Okay, those are three different perspectives. That's going to be very important for us. But either way, for the moment, technically, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon thinks that Knossos are unique, that Hodos Baal Din is not Mechayev, and the Chachamim think that Hodos Knossos is Poter in one of these three different ways. We'll talk about the implications of the three in just a minute. Okay, keep going. Rabbanan.
Rabbanan, the Hatam commands Vira Lehu. Elim, Kerevi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Hatha, Akamar, Dabra Garma Momentamamunda.
Yeah, meaning now he's saying, remember Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon from before, meaning the Maskana in Eid Echad, was also the Mandamar who held the Davra Gorim Lemamon. Even when you don't have a pure Chi of Mamon, whether it's pure conceptual like the Rimigash or pure actual like Rashi, right? But the idea of Eid Echad Kiyasa, Lishvua Kasa. But Davra Gorim Lemamon, meaning he expands. What kind of chefs of shomomon do you require for Korban Shavuos Eidos, right? So if he holds that the Chafetz Shel Mamon and Korban Shavuos Eidos is minimalist, right? So, and the Chachamim hold that as well, right? Go ahead. Akamar Davar Gar the Mamon Kamamon Dami. And that should be enough for the Rabbanon too. I think it's even stronger. It's a culture cane, right? Because for the Chachamim, again, what in the end of the day, what's fascinating about this Gemara is the Pashtos is, Dani, that before, like you said it before, I'm just repeating what you said, assuming you still stick by it, that befoal, right? Befoal, the Eidim make the difference here. Right? So it's more than Dover Agor and Lamamon. So if you hold Dover Agor and Lamamon, where they're contributing, a potential contributory factor, right? Only a potential. If that's enough, shame Mamon for Korban Shavuos Eidos, then certainly befoal being Mechayiv should certainly be enough. Correct? That's what the Gemara is saying. On the other hand, you can hold that Dover Agor and Lamamon, as we'll see, Elik Rabbanon. Oh, so, and still it's a suffix. So what's a suffix then? So
my. My. Kevan the ilu moda niftar lav mamon
ka. Kafarle.
Odelma hasta mia alo avi.
Oh, so that is a very love the shechakira in the Gemara, right? What's the Gemara is really asking? We want to know whether knas. I mean, there are really still two ways to read the Gemara, probably. The way that Rashi and the Rimigash expands it a little bit, right? But it's still an important expansion, at least language-wise. How do Rashi and the Rimigash read the Gemara? Is Knas have a shame mamon? This is, again, a very highly abstract Gemara. Right? There's no... The suffix here is not pragmatic, ki hu zeh. Right? Everybody agrees, according to the Chachamim, that Moda Miknas is Patur. Everybody agrees that if the Edom were come forward right now, they would make the difference, they would be Mechayiv in this case. Everybody agrees about those two things. And there is an abstract, there's a theoretical argument whether or not, since there's a din of Moda Miknas, Patur, does that matter for Shavuos Eidos, even though befoal, they make all the difference. So in theory, one could say, maybe, I think one could have taken one or two perspectives on this chakira, if you will, or the suffek in the Gemara. Right? One is what Rashi and the Rimigash declare, which is that this is a debate about knossos. That's the kula alma, it sounds like you need a shame mamon for korban shavuos eidos, and you know, a hypothetical or theoretical, you know, shame mamon, formal shame mamon. Right, a legal category called Momo. Everybody agrees. And the debate is how to understand Knossos, the nature of Knossos, based on the din of Moda B'Knas Potter. Right? Or is that the argument? Or is the argument about Korban Shavuos Eidos? Right? And Korban Shavuos Eidos, let's say, in particular, in one direction. Meaning, let's say everybody agrees that knossos are not mamon, right? But do you really need mamon or shame mamon? Maybe the befoal chiyuv is enough.
Is not the Gemara's side on Dover Agor and Mamon Kamamon Dami or Lach
Mamon Kamamon Dami? No, because I think you asked that the other day too. Dover Agor and the Mamon still is less, I mean, it's still short of befoal chiyuv mamon.
No, it is a befoal chiyuv mamon.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Had the Edom been made, they would have been
Mechayev
Mamon.
No.
They sure didn't go
there. He might have admitted and he might not have admitted. There's a shortfall.
It's not because of the
stuff
there.
That we're not, again, it's not mitoch. And it's not mitoch even according to the Ksos. Dover Agor and the Mamon is a case of Ede Stira without Ede Tuma. Right? Or Eid Echad, who's only Mechayev B'Shvuah, where you can be Nishba V'Niftar.
Or this case as well.
No, they're saying Kol Shekein. If you hold Davar Gar in the Mamon as K'mamon Dami, then you don't need Cheftash B'Fo'al, you don't even need B'Fo'al Mamon.
Right.
So all you need is contributory
here it would be Befalambamon.
Here it's Befalambamon, so that's why it's worse. This isn't Devar Gorim. This is better than Devar.
But the Gemara includes that in the Devar Gorim.
No.
Right?
The Gemara says if you hold Devar Gorim, then you're not going to have a suffix about Knas, because Befoal, even if there's lacking a shame, is still better than Devar Gorim. It's still more of a shame Mamon. The Befoal is still stronger than the Gorim. But if you hold against Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, maybe Devar Gorim is lacking.
The Gemara is saying in a case where the Baal
Davar
has not yet been
Modeh,
right?
In a case, it's more than that. In a case where the Baal Davar
has not yet been Modeh,
could have been, but now cannot be Modeh.
No, in a case where, in the chronology, he has not yet been Modeh.
He won't be Modeh.
He won't, we don't know.
If you come forward right now, he hasn't been Modeh. It's a Befoal Vada Chi of Mamon.
I say he has not yet been Modeh.
And therefore there's a Befoal Chi of Mamon.
That is,
because if you come forward right now, then he can never be Modeh after that either.
So if the Edom testify right now, he'll be Chayiv.
Correct. There's a Befoal Chi of Mamon. So if the Edom's silence is squandered. For sure, there's no Safek.
Right.
But even if you hold Devar Gorim Lamamon, Lav Kimamon Dami, meaning anything short of a Befoal Chi of Mamon is no good. We can still be mistapek whether or not a Befoal Chi of Mamon is enough, because maybe you also need a shame Mamon. So is the Gemara Safek about Knossos, which is a way that, read the Rashi if you mind, Dani, just quickly. One second. Kiti Boiloch, yeah. Hishbion. He's Mashbia the Eidim. Kodem. Kodem Shahoda Baldin. Im Heiduhu, if they do testify, Hayim is Chayiv. That's what I mean before Achi of Mamon. Miu, go ahead. Yet the Gemara is Mistapek. This is why it's such a good Gemara. Im Echaibi. Right. Gomor. Now that's an abstract statement completely. Right? That's a shiur. The Gemara wants to know, is that a shiur in Knas being not a shame mamon, even though there's a before? From your bank account point of view, this doesn't make a difference. Right? It's like we were talking about Tovas Hanah, in Negius the other day. This is an abstract legal question. Go ahead. Vikalame Manami, on the other hand, Kokamid Lo di Momonu. Meaning that, so really, what is the suffix in Rashi, the way Rashi is reading the Gemara? How do we look at Moda Miftar? How do we look at Knossos? The application, that there are two, the suffix of the Gemara is the nature of Knossos, and how we look at Moda Miftar. The Nafgamina is Korban Shuas Eidos, which requires a shame. The assumption is that Korban Shuas Eidos requires a formal shame mamon.
Are you saying that the Rambam
What's that?
Are you saying that the Rambam
Maybe yes and maybe not, but we'll get to that in a second. 100%. You mean the one in Gneva? You talking about?
You mean
the Rambam in Gneva? Yeah, well, we'll talk about it. I think it's related to this.
Because the Rambam didn't shine anymore. Because Rambam says that the Chiv HaGadol says there's no fear, there's no, it's not
totally on a... I'll get this. Be test Dalid.
Yeah.
You're talking about two different Rambams now. 100%.
You have to spin both.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
you know, we'll far try to shtim both. Okay? We'll do our best.
Okay.
But I take the challenge.
Okay.
Noah, go ahead.
I know you have
What? I appreciate it. Thank you. I don't take that lightly. Yeah. You know, having said that, I'm glad you didn't go to the UN today. Yeah, go ahead. Is it a question of what? No. You're mixing up two different things. Rabbi Elazar Rab Shimon is out of the equation already. The Gemara originally says, according to Rabbi Elazar bab Shimon, there's no question, there's no issue. I'm saying, what is Rabbi Elazar bab Shimon's view on Knossos? The answer is, Rabbi Elazar bab Shimon's view on Knossos is that there's no chiyuv of Hodas Baldig Kemedim Dami, but there's also no ptur of Moda Beknas Patur. And the Gemara, I'm going to get back to that in just a second, the Gemara says, so it's a davar pashut for Rabbi Elazar bab Shimon that there's going to be chiyuv korban shua seidus. Okay, let me talk about that for just 1 second. I raised the question before. I said, is that so pashut or not? So in light of what we're saying now, which is, as I say, I think there could be three ways to look at this Gemara, this Safek. Right? One is the way Rashi interprets the Safek, which is, this is a question in Hilchos Sveiko. This is a critical Gemara for all of Knossos. Right? The application may be Korban Shuaseh. It's also a critical Gemara for Korban Shuaseh, just because the Gemara seems to be saying that before Al-Chi of Mamon is not enough, you need a shame Mamon. And then the reason it's so critical for Knossos is the Gemara is weighing, is Knossos Mamon Al-Pidin when there's no Nafkamina or not? How do you look at the problem of Moda B'Knas being Potter, which we'll flesh out in just another second. If somebody has the Rimi God, I'll take a question in a minute, just hold off, unless it's about the Tosas Rid. In which case, I will take it, but privately. Anybody have language of the Rimigash? Because I think also his Lashon is very important. Go ahead. Do you have it?
Yeah, wait.
Alex?
At the very end?
Just with the boy, with the boy in the Gemara. Go ahead.
Mashpia de Knas Mao. Oh, okay, fine.
Does he have Mao, right?
The first one, okay then.
Yeah.
Perish, mi amrinan kevan de ilu moda nishba. Haya Potter lav edusu deka kafar lei dilu hu isle mamon mamish gabe nitba lo havi lei mifter beudaso.
It's not mamon mamish because otherwise it wouldn't be subject to ptur hoda.
Umi the mifter beudaso come on deli isle gabe midi gabe. Midi dami, dehalav mamun mamish el chiyuv ba'almahu.
Oh, that's a good line. It's not mamun mamish; it's a chiyuv bi'alma. But it's money. The kiyum is all you day kesef. Keep going.
O dilma, kiven dlo odi memona ilo gavi ve'afal gav diknasahu mikol makum tvias mamun diknasu ukfiras edus mamun hu.
So according to the Rimi Gash, it's clear. Again, Rashi in his way and Rimi Gash in his way, that the Suffolk in the Gemara is a universal question of how you look at Moda B'Knas Potter, how do you look at Chalos Knas, or Chefza Shel Knas. Is Chefza Shel Knas Mamon, right, or not? But in theory, one could have said... Say again?
Only the Mandamar Moda B'Knas
Gakakol. Yeah, 100%.
And the other Mandamar, it sounds like the Gemara is saying, quite a interpretation, it's Vade Mamon.
If you say motive, correct. So now I want to just point out that that isn't such a davar pashut either. Because why do we ask the question? The Gemara says exactly that, right? But what if the suffik, according to Rashi and the Rimi Gash, is about the shame or the nature of knas, even though irrespective of the fact that there's a befall chiyuv mamon, lekula alma, and that the Edim would be fully responsible for that Chiyuv Mamon, right? So now let's go back to Rabbi Elazar bab Shimon. Is it so Pashut? Why not ask a simple, a different question? Just formulate the question a little bit differently. How come Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami is not Mechayiv and Knossos? Right? One could have said, at least, you know, that shows that Knossos are not Mamon. It doesn't go as far as the view of Moda B'Knas V'Achakach Bo'edim Patur, right? So maybe that's a detail, but there are different ways to explain that. So is it that the Gemara was saying, maybe I think I could say two things, right? One is this pashtus is, no, what the Gemara is really saying is, listen, this difference between saying Hodah is not Mechayiv and saying that Hodah, you know, is Poter, that's the Rubicon, you know, for a reasonable, you know, analysis of whether or not the differences between Knas and Mamon are Gzeres HaKosuv, are technical, you know, are an adjustment, or whether it really is a different kind of shame and Chiyuv Mamon. And that's a conclusion to be drawn from here. However, I think what it could have said, just in the Gemara, because the Gemara brings in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Davar, Agar, and the Mamon a minute later, right? So I'm just wondering whether, in theory, one couldn't say that even for Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, in theory, the fact that Modeh, that Hodas Baldin Kemedim doesn't work in Knossos, might have reflected, or might reflect, that Knossos are different than Mamon, and that the details are not trivial and narrow, but core and significant. However, since we also know that the same Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that Dovra Gor in the Mamon is Kamamon, right? So, anyways, he's not so into the problem of Cheftza Shel Mamon. So, Kol Shekein here, I mean, there's nothing to talk about. There's before Chiyuv Mamon, there's even Chiyuv Mamon after he's Moda. Right? So, the other way to say it is that the din of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, as I said before, you know, is limited. The Hodah of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is limited. So, Knas is Mamon. So, why isn't it Chai for Hodah's Baldin? So, maybe it's a kind of a Einad HaMesim Atzmo Russia kind of a thing. In the end of the day, even if a Knas is Mamon, everybody will agree, you know, that Knas is more like an Onesh than it is like a Tashlumin, at least in some cases. In Kefel and in Dalad Vehei, right, that is certainly the case. Right? I'm not sure if that's totally the case, as we'll discuss in a minute. In, you know, Palganizka, Knossa, or even Mamona for that matter, or Shloshim Shaleved, you know, a few other things. But certainly some Knossos clearly are a kind of a Knas, Onesh, rather than a Tashlumin. They're certainly not quid pro quo, because they're beyond. Right? Even the ones that are less or different may not be quid pro quo. We'll talk about that in a minute. Right? So one could say that, you know, Hodas Baldin doesn't work here. Hodas Baldin works for a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Momon is a quid pro quo. But a Chiyuv based on a Chiyuv HaTorah, which is a kind of an Onesh, just like we say it in the Mesa Matzma Russia, so you cannot be the source of your undoing, self-incrimination. Even though it takes the form of Momon, and even though Al Pidin it is Momon, but it's still a Momon, right, which is an Onesh, not a Momon, which is a Tashlumin. Okay. Let me go one step further. So that's in terms of going back to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Either way, according to Rashi and the Rimi Gaon, I know your question, I'm going to get to it in just one second, I just want to finish the thought. According to the Rimi Gaon and according to Rashi, the suffix in the Gemara is a suffix about Knossos, and the Nafkamina is about Korban Shavuos Eidos. Is it possible that maybe that isn't the case? That maybe the Machlokas is about Korban Shavuos Eidos? Now, not assuming that you need hardcore mamon, but say like this. Even if Dovra Gorein Lamamon, getting back to the discussion with Itamar a second ago, even if Dovra Gorein Lamamon is Lav Kemamon, right, that just might be, not because you need a shame mamon, because at least you need before Al Achiyuv or Kiyum mamon. Right? But maybe Korban Shavuos Eidos can get away with any before Al Achiyuv mamon. Even if Al Pidin, it's not. So the suffix in the Gemara is about Korban Shavuos Eidos, not about Knossos. I'm just thinking, even theoretically. I'm sorry?
What's the suffix?
How much shame Mamon, just like we had the Rimi Gash's Havamina and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that you can have a shame Mamon without Befoel. Well, what happens when you have a Befoel without a shame Mamon?
Because I'm just saying that once the Gemara holds that Aragran Mamon, Kemamon,
mamon dam yiru machayev you for korban shavuos eidos.
Right. Then certainly this is.
Right.
Right. The Gemara says that, but the Gemara's safek here is dafka leman damar that it's not. That's
but
what the
safek comes after the Gemara holds that were it to be kamamun dami, then you will be.
No, because once you say that it's kamamun dami, you're already conceding that korban shavuos eidos does not require kafsa shel mamon.
Right, so then
something less than that is enough good. Then a befalachi of mamon is always going to be at least the equivalent of an avar agorim le mamon.
But
our suffix in the Gemara is dafka aliba derabanan, of dafka aliba those who say avar agorim le mamon is lav kemamon dami.
But it's not.
I'm still trying to fit that in. What I'm saying
is the Gemara making some sort of fundamental shift? Because the Gemara is saying,
yeah.
Well, when it goes back and forth in mandam or lav, kemamon dami and kemamon dami.
Yes,
the
I think
because the Gemara seems saying, "Look, were you to hold
that's
mamon, kim mamon dami,
right?
Then avad you're chayev carbon shuas edus because even though it's not mamon, you're chayev,
right?
So then, when you're going to bump it up and say, oh, we have knas, which is a quasi real chayev mamon,
but if you hold ain't, why don't you just put it in? Keep going with it." But if you all double regard the mamon, lav kamamon. So now there's an open question.
That's a kula machlokas, not a carbon shvuas eidos machlokas.
Double regard the mamon?
Yeah.
I don't know if you were here when we talked about this, but again, the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ramban and Dina de Garmi, and the Rajba, you know, here, they do discuss it in that way. But as we know, number one, the Rajba is machalik.
Between the Gemara's application here and the Gemara's application
for a right, it might very well be, as I tried to show then. This is not Rab Shimon, this is not Rab Shimon's Kachim Shechai Bakri Yusa.
Okay.
So even if it's more, I believe that it's, for some Rishonim, it's more than a Melitza, and there is a common denominator, but it's certainly fundamental. It's not just, the way it sounds like in the Ramban and the Rajba is, you know, it's a common denominator plus. Except that you can be Mechalek, you could say, Gorim le Gorim in Kuntras Dina de Garmi, and for the Rajba you can say here even if Davar Gorim the Mamon is Kemamon, but not here in Shavuos Eidos where you require Mamon Vadai or a stronger Choshen Mishpat presence. What I'm saying is it's even more than that, and that is because the classic Davar Gorim the Mamon in Kol Tara Kula is Kachim Shchai Bachri Yusa, namely if you pay for it then you're partly a Bailim over it, you have a Kesher to it. It's a bailus issue. That nothing to do with here at all. So there's still a common denominator which might make it more than a melitza bialma in the sense that, if gorim can make you a bailim, is not completely disassociated from whether gorim, is considered a chepsa shel mamon by a stretch or can substitute for it. I still think that is true. But having said that, you still aren't going to be. You're not going to be completely dependent upon the rest of Kol Torah Kula and Davar Gorim
Le Mamon. Even if you want to interpret Machlokas here locally,
I do. I'm suggesting maybe as an alternative.
Greater difficulty with the Shach Matari then, because the Gemara is saying,
why?
Gemara is saying if non Mamon can mechayev you for carbon shvuas eidos,
right?
Then it's for a poshet the halacha,
right? That's what the Gemara says.
Gemara saying good. So non Mamon can be
if say this way, if Davar Gorim Le Mamon is lav kamamon, meaning contributory befoel mamon, or even contributory shame mamon, isn't enough, and you need more than that. So, do you need more? The Gemara wants to know: do you need more than that? Meaning, you need a shame mamon mufak, in which case knas is still going to fall short because while knas is befoel, knas is not a shame mamon because moda miftar, or. That's not what you need. You need something which is befoal, but it doesn't have to be mamon muvak, and therefore knas is going to be fine. That's a suffix in the Gemara. Then the local question here, just look at it this way, I guess, is the question of the status of knas and kol tara kula in other areas, at all connect to the shakla v'tarya, or is the shakla v'tarya limited to korban shuas eidos? That's a question. Easy to read the Gemara this way. There's no reason you have to say what Rashi and what the Rimigash say, each in their own way, as far as I know. Now, once you say that, we should also add the third possibility, which is what Pinchas alluded to a second ago, namely the Rambam. There's a comment of the Rambam, which is very appropriate here. Namely, Tess Dala. Do you have it? Is it there? Shua? Oh, sorry. Sounds like you're right. Yeah. Tess Dala, what? The Rambam has a third perspective. The issue is not the nature of Knossos, and the issue is not the nature of or the threshold of the character of the mamon that is required for Korban Shavuos HaEdos. The issue is whether or not the Edim, right, who practically befall make a difference here, but the question is, al pidin, are they contributors, but all the conditions are there? They're vadai, they're contributors to a vadai outcome, or they're the cause of the vadai outcome? Meaning, and this, of course, is another critical perspective, both on Korban Shavuos HaEdos and on Modeh B'Knas Patur, is Modeh B'Knas Patur prove that where there's a chiyuv al yidei edim, it's not the edim or mechayiv, it's the combination of shtikas hanidon, right, and kagdar and hagadas ha'edus. If it's only a contributory factor, then again, almost it brings us back to the orbit of Dover Agorin Lamomon, except without the uncertainty. In other words, there'll be a certainty that he'll make the difference, as opposed to the Garin Lamomon's, where there's still, you know, an unknown factor which could still be Potor. Here there'll be Vadai Chayev, but if he's Vadai Chayev because he completes the process, but he isn't the entire process. We have language. Who has language of the Rambam open? Is it up there? Mm-hmm. Alex, go ahead.
V'chein ha-mashpia eidei knas v'kafru p'turin mishvos ha-edos v'mnei she'im kodam ha-nitva v'hoda b'knas yipater milishalim v'af al-pi shebo ha-edim achar kein v'edu nimsu ha-edim lochivu ze be'edusan levada ela edusan im kfiras ha-nitva hi ha-mechayev esosan v'hoel v'im hoda lo toel edusan im kafru ba v'nishbu p'turin.
So that is a very fascinating peiros. What didn't the Rambam like? He didn't like the idea. Either he thought that knossos were mamon, right? Or he didn't think that knossos, not having a shame mamon, mattered, right? And consequently, again, it could be that the Rambam in general is of the opinion, if you want me to shtim them, you know, that there is evidence that the Rambam is one who holds that Knossos is closer to Mamon, right? The Rambam Hilchos Gneva, which we'll talk about soon, and a bunch of other Rambams too. Frankly, the Ravid, you know, in a few places seems to be a strong advocate of the view that Knossos are generated by the Chiyuv by the Hamada Bedin or the Gemar Din. Ram doesn't seem to be into that. Even some Girsos and Bavakama, Rav once pointed out. So maybe the Rambam, only way to understand the Safek of the Gemara, he made it not about the Chepsa Shel Mamon at all. Either because we don't care in Korban Shavuos HaEdos, or because it is Chepsa Shel Mamon. So he made it about the role of the Edim. Right? Now again, if you hold Dover Agorin Lamamon Kimamon here, then this should be more than that. But if you hold Dover Agorin Lamamon Lav Kimamon in Shavuos HaEdos, which we do, because we don't paskin that Eid Echad B'Shavua without Mitoch is effective. So then the question is, and what about a case where you Vadai, you know, will complete, there's no suffix, there's no nothing missing, but you're still just a contributor, not the entire story. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, that level, not the Chepsa Shel Mamon, but the level of Edim silence being the source of the Hefsed is the problem. Right? Now, if you have that, and what about Rav Elazar Brav? What did the Rambam say about Rav Elazar Brav Shimon? Maybe the Rambam would say, going back to what we said before, but if Rav Elazar Brav Shimon, there's no issue, because for Rav Elazar Brav Shimon, what? Hodos Baldin, Kimedim Dami doesn't work in Knossos. But if the Edim come, they're Mechayiv. So for Ablozu Brab Shimon, it's a davar pashut that the Eidim are b'chayev legamri. So even if I was right to say, let's say, according to the Rambam, we were to say that even according to Ablozu Brab Shimon, knossos are not mamon. The haraya, there's no hodas baldin kamedim dami. I'm not saying that. I was saying it a second ago. The Rambam may not. May Ram think that all knossos are mamon. Let's say the Rambam did think there was a difference between shame knoss and shame mamon, and he just didn't care about it. Right? So what does he care about? He tells you what he cares about. It's very mechudash. He cares about the Adim being solely responsible. Again, it's the rejection of Davar Agorin Lamama. So then you could say, even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, just the din of Adim, that's the din of Hodas Bal Din Kemedim Dami not working in Knossos, is not a technicality, but maybe reflects upon the lack of full Shem Mamon. But still, of course, that's not going to be an issue in the Gemara because the Edim are doing everything. The problem is for the Chachamim, because the Rambam has this view that Moda B'Knas isn't a poter, and it's not a disruption of the Chiyuv of Gemar Din either. What it is it shows that there's a combination of the Edim and the Shtikas Hanitva. That's Mechayev here. I mean, in a way, the din of the Chachamim, according to the Rambam, is an expansion of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Right? It's that, he could have been Mechayev. Oh, no, I take it back. I'll take it back. I'm going to connect it to the Raivan and the Ramban and Ksuba. So forget that. I don't think that's necessarily true. Okay, first to Eli, because he's been very patient. You want me to fill something out about, your capacity for patience? I did it for my grandchildren this morning. Like, they got special checks for Savlanut. Yeah.
So for Rashi, his Lashon is that Elam...
Which Rashi are you reading? Okay.
So he adds a gomer in the lashon of the gemara of mamon.
Okay.
So all I wanted to say with that was that if it's just a din nature of knas that we're talking about, whether it's a mamon, whether it's a din mamon, or it's a din chiyo, like they're in gash.
Yeah.
So the best formulation for that is the way the gemara does it. I thought the fact that he says gomer.
Okay.
Where it seems like if we're saying this in gash, it's hard to talk about degrees of being characterized as mamon.
Why? I mean, it is. It comes out of your bank account. There's an element of, but it's not mamon gamur, maybe because it's not quid pro quo, and that matters. The question is, does that matter? Why or what?
It's like an epistemic point. Like there's reasons to think it is, reasons to think it isn't, or we're saying that there can be the stature of like half mamon.
It's not mamon gamur. I mean, I'm not sure I understand. You know, finish what you're saying, so maybe I'll understand it better.
So I thought the reason why he's saying mamon gamur is all that he's saying that since he could be moldeh.
Yeah.
So it's not a bari that this guy is going to be chayav the mamon. And in Akinami, if the aid comes now, then he's going to be chayav.
But right now it's bari.
But let's say he would delay it. He would come 2 days later. The guy could have had a chance to mow that. It's not bari that.
I mean, no one says that. No one. Definitely the Rimigash doesn't think that. I don't think Rashi thinks that.
I'm just saying Rashi.
Right. You think that the word gomor means that? To me, I think lav mamon gomor. Do you have a moda miftar legamri? What is a little gamri?
What?
And what do you need legamri for? Since you want to be medayik in gomor, how come you don't want to be medayik in legamri? Who cares about legamri if it's all a timing practical question? Think about that. Gomor impresses you, but legamri, the superfluous legamri, doesn't? More emphatic? You can see exclamation marks just popping out all over on that legamri.
I hear the point.
Okay. Okay, so let's get back to this question. So basically, we have three ways to read the Gemara. Sorry, it's taking longer than I thought. What?
For the Rambam.
Yeah.
So, what's the name? Natan. Natan?
Who are you calling? Who's he quoting? Oh, Natan, yes. You should know that because I read the list. Yeah, go ahead.
Unless Natan, you want to say.
I think Natan first, Natan. Right?
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what do you want to say? Is he quoting you from something that you said here?
No.
I'm saying.
So
that Mao is being.
In the Sefer Mafteya, so they point out some of the Madaik from the Bechin in the Rambam.
Okay.
In the beginning. So it sounds like he's saying it's a din in Halacha Gimel, where he says that Mamon, you're only Chayav Shvua, don't let me cut out for something which is good for Mamon.
Well, I will get to that in a minute.
So it sounds like this might just be a...
That's based on the Gemara later on, in Lama
Dalet.
Yeah.
So okay. It sounds like this Torah is only being Mechayiv, only being Mechayiv with the Eidus or not, which is a simon for whether this Knas is Mamun Gomer or not.
I mean, I don't think that's what the Rambam's words say of what we just read, that's right?
So
it could be that there's a connection, meaning, had it been a Chiyuv, a Mamun, you know, then you wouldn't be looking at the Eidim as being merely the partners of Shtikas HaNitva, you would have been saying, true, there's a din of Moda B'Knas Patur, but, you know, otherwise this is a typical Chiyuv Mamon. So maybe that.
Then
you would have to say both. I mean, there's no question that the Rambam, let me say clearly, the Rambam is adding something very different, very mechudash, that Rashi and the Rimigash are not saying, and is not pashtus of the Gemara. It's not against the Gemara, it's mechudash in the Gemara. I mean, the Rambam by saying, and I think Pinchas is correct about that, I totally agree with that, that by saying that this has to do with the incomplete or the non-exclusive, let's say, responsibility of the Edim, the Rambam is giving a totally different twist in the Suffolk or in the discussion of the Gemara here. That I think is clear. Now, what I think is not so clear is what motivated it and what connection it has to the bigger question that we're dealing with, which is whether Knas, you know, is really a regular Shem Mamon, Gomor or not, you know, or not. Now, having said that, I said something a few minutes ago about the Rambam, the Ravid, and, you know, about the Rambam elsewhere. Is it clear? I don't know. I've been stopping about this for a long time. Is there a reasonable correlation between the question of the role of Gemar Din in Knossos and the question that we're dealing with now, which is whether or not Knossos have a full shame mama? So on the surface, these are two big questions in Knossos. Right, and Misvara, it's very appealing to connect them, to link them together. In other words, to say that, let me make clear what I mean. There's a lot of evidence in the Gemaras, in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, right, that there's a massive debate about the role of Gemar Din in Knossos. Or to say it another way, are Knossos triggered by their Maisa, primarily, or maybe even exclusively, but at least predominantly? Or the trigger maisa is a Tanai, and really the mechayiv is the Gemar Din. Right? That is a big, big question in Knossos. I told you a few things to look at. I'll mention a few others. When we learned Sanhedrin, we talked about it. Next year in Bava Kamma, I'm sure we'll talk about it much more. That's one question. The question that we're talking about in Rashi and the Rimigash is a parallel but different question, and that is the money that you pay out in a knas when you actually pay it out after Gemar Din, because what is that considered a mamon, gomor or not, right? Or is it a chiyuv acheres, to use the Rebbe Gash's language? Now it's very appealing to say that the more knossos have in common with chiyuve mamon, meaning tamping down the significance of moda b'knas being chayav patur, B, right, downgrading the role of the Gemar Din in favor of the more traditional, you know, maisa, which is mechayev, the more you think that, the more it seems like it has in common with and is an example of chiyuv mamon. Right? If you're going to build up Moda B'Knas Patur, and if you're going to build up the role of Gemar Din, it's easier to say that while this takes the form of Kiyum Mamon, You pay it in dollars and cents, but really that's not what the chiyuv is. But that there doesn't have to be a correlation between those two things. So what I was referring to before in the Rambam, you know, as that the Rambam, that the evidence of the Rambam that Gemar Din, let's say, plays a critical, pivotal role in the mechayev of Knossos, that certainly seems to be the view of the Ravid. It certainly is the view of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? It certainly is the view that comes from numerous other Makoros. But in the Rambam, there might be very good reason to challenge that and to think that the Rambam doesn't think, you know, that Gemar Din is the Mechayev. Does that mean that the Rambam holds that Knas is certainly not Mamon Gomor here? That I don't know. I think that that's a reasonable speculation, but in theory you could say there are two different questions. One is, what is the Mechayev, and the other is, what is the status of the Chefta Shel Mamon that you're paying out? And I think that that is still a separate question. That might help you with your Vechein, or getting back to the Rimigash. Now, certainly the Rambam is Mechadesh here that the Korban Shvuas HaEdus issue has to do with the exclusive responsibility of the Edim, as opposed to any kind of assistance, and it's Mechudash also for him to characterize the din of Motiv Knas Potter, i.e. Shtikas HaMechayev, as having been a contributing factor, as opposed to saying, well, if he got it in earlier, he would have been Potter, or he would have been Poter, or he would have obviated the Mechayev of the Edim, or obviated the Gemar Din. What? Right. So that I'm in answer to your v'chein diuk, I'm suggesting Nathan. The shayach le Nathan. So right. So if it is a more general din as well, then I think we would have to explain. But I don't think there's any denying. Forget about the diuk. I mean, what the Rambam says beferush is just an unbelievable chiddush, both about Korban Shavuos HaEdus and about Knas. How that fits in, you know, with the rest of his view about Gemar Din and about Shem Kesef, I think that is much more ambiguous. More?
Yeah.
Okay, one more, and then the other people have a chance. Yeah.
Also, ooh, for the Ravid, the Ravid thinks this is all been in the Edus, right?
We didn't discuss it. You talk about the Ravid in Geneva?
Sorry, I said Ravid. Rimigash.
Yeah. Say again?
The Rimigash thinks that the problem here is within an Edus, that it's not Edus because...
Oh, it's not Mamon. It's not Edus Mamon.
It sounds like he thinks that's right. No, well, I mean, he says in the beginning that Lav Edus is because of the fact that it's not
Mamon. I mean, he says Lav. Who has a language? Alex? Go ahead.
Moda anitva haya pater lav edusu.
Keep going.
Tika kaf relay. Dilu hava islay mamon mamish gabi nitva.
Mamon mamish, go ahead.
Lohayim ifter veudaso. Umid ifter veudaso, commandali slay gabe midi dummy. The hello mamon.
Meaning it's not mamon. The lav mamon mamish. Go ahead.
El chiba almahu.
Yeah.
Belohavi mamon adamatilia. They owe dilma.
Therefore, it's not edus mamon. I mean, the point is that it's not edus mamon. It's edus knas.
I just want to understand when he says lav
edus. I'm saying it's not edus. I mean. He says Edus once, he says Mamon Mamon Chiyuv Acheret. I mean, it is Edus. Everybody agrees that it has the dinam of Edus, has the dinam of Kat and everything else. Being it isn't, Vuhu Edo Ra Yada requires Edus Mamon. And this isn't Edus Mamon, this is Edus Knas.
He's saying,
I mean, it is Edus. I mean, everybody agrees that you're Chayiv, and you need Edim to make you Chayiv, and it is Edus. I mean, all the dinim of Edus...
That point that it is Edus, where does that look? You definitely need Edim, kosher Edim. that they need to do a hagot ma'isa hagot of edus, but that can pay for knas.
I mean, edei knas are no different than edei mamon and any other dinim. It's only in korban shvus edus where we're trying to give a designation to it. There are no other nafkamina. I mean, no one ever said that you know, that you don't need that, you know, that namanus is enough, or that, you know, we can if you need drisha v'chakira for mamon, you need drisha v'chakira for knossos, right? And so on and so forth. So I just think you have to take it in context of the words that he's saying.
If he's saying, like, let's say, like, of Shimon Shkatzel Fish by Eden, that the Eden are Michaev and Momon, and the Chalais Eden is
Michaev. I'm not sure I understand. I know that Chiddush, but yeah, we were talking about earlier in the year the idea that the Eden are part of the system, and they're not just information, but the Yad Eden, Tia Brishon, that kind of stuff.
The Eden Rimigashi Tzad, that he's characterizing by a lot of Edos, where it's just a Knas, it's just going to be a Chiyav. So there's just a chiyav gaver to pay. You're definitely not going to say that the ages are...
I'm just saying, to me, the language of the Rimigash, the emphasis on the language of the Rimigash is far more on what kind of mammon it is than it is whether it's edus. I mean, you need a gaver aid, you need hagodas edus. But the question is this edus mammon or is this edus knossos? And for Buhueda Rayada, you need Edus Mamo. That's the Xerisakasiv that you learn from Shua Sapikada, I think. By the way, we have to stop here, but I'll let Matan speak for himself for 1 second. Before I do, I want to finish this off on Thursday. So I forgot one Maramokum, which is very important. Just to look at the Shaklavataria on Lamed Dal and Omed Aleph. You know, the Gemara has what's the Mokar that you need? And we should already know the Shak because we... I want to do our. I want to start our show also, if possible, Thursday, certainly Sunday. So, Mashbiyane Aleichem, this next mission in the Shakavatari through Lama Dalid, but especially the lines Rabbi Kiva Mer Bahayu Ki Yashem Lachas Me'ela, and the Gemara says Ika Benayu Mashbiyade Karka, and then the Gemara says Ika Benayu Eide Knas. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Atur Rabbi Yosef Glili. There's these lines on Lama Dalid Omen Aleph. And the Ramban there. The Ramban there is Tudeo, so I'll just tell you what it's about, because very, very critical to our question. The suffix in the Gemara about Mashbia Eide Knas is Kodem Gemardin or Lachar Gemardin? According to Rashi and Tosis. Kodem or Lachar Gemardin? Kodem. Rashi says it. And Tosis is implicit, because Tosis asks, why don't we learn from Shua Sabikadon? And the case in Shua Sabikadon is Kodem Gemardin, right? But the Ramban here, based on this Gemara, is Mistapik. The Ramban is two deos. I should have put it on the original Maramakomas. But the Ramban in Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph discusses, and just look at the language of the Gemara in Ksuvis that he quotes, which is Mem Beis Omed Aleph. There the Gemara also is Mistapik. You know, about La'achar Gemardin in Knossos. So what's the issue that they're getting at? The Moda b'knas patur could only be before Gemardin. So la'achar Gemardin, is there still some issue about the nature of Knas? Right? If that is the case, it's certainly not about the actual contributory effect or possibility of Moda b'knas, because that doesn't exist anymore. Whatever you say about the shame mamon of Knas, I just essentially raised the question a second ago when I asked, what is the relationship between two questions, right? The role of Gemardin and the scope of Moda Patur on the one hand, right? And the question that we're dealing with, which is Knas have a shame mamon, or is the shame Knas lechud, right? So in a sense, this question, you can ask this question Kodem Gemardin, and you can ask this question, Lachar Gemardin. If you ask it Kodem Gemardin, you can mix it up with the Rambam's issue. Right? Meaning, in the end of the day, is it also some combination of his silence, you know, and your Edus, and so on and so forth? But if you're talking about Lachar Gemardin, right, you've eliminated the practical things, and you might even have changed the equation conceptually. At this point, after Gemardin, right? There's certainly a chiyuv gamor at this point. Does the fact that you needed gemar din to get there, or just in general mashbia edei knas, even if it wasn't due to the role of gemar din, still mean that knasos? I mean, it isn't correspondent. It's still not quid pro quo. You still might explain that there's no vetetena nemesa matzma rasha, right? So where do you draw the line? So regarding korban shvus edus, that's an interesting question too. So it's really 2 days in the Ramban and Lama Dalid about this question. We need to see. So we'll end with Natan today, and then I want to finish. Dani will continue reading for us on Thursday just to get through the Shaka Vitaria, and then we'll talk about the other issues, the other Marmakomas that we saw, including this Ramban. Yeah. What?
We can let everybody go.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. To be continued on Thursday.